Hello everyone and welcome back to More Knowing Wheel. Yes, we return today, episode 202, to preview the Brazilian Grand Prix. Just four rounds to go of the 2024 campaign. Anything can happen between now and the end of the year. That's right, I'm back believing that maybe Max Verstappen isn't going to wrap it up with a couple of races to go. One man that is hoping Max Verstappen can wrap it up pretty soon is Jamie183. How are we doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm back on the worry train after getting off it after COTA. I'm not ultimately confident. I do think Max will win it, but that could be some hopium creeping in. But four races, two sprints, and 47 points. It is
47 points, correct?
Yes. So that's more than 10 points per race weekend, which is going to be quite a tall order.
With two sprints in that time.
Yeah. But Max has won every sprint this year so far, so you know.
He has still, hasn't he? That is fairly mad.
In the four fastest car.
Okay. To be fair, every sprint weekend they have had the fastest car, haven't they? Apart from COTA.
Not COTA. And I would say not Austria.
But, he took pole by half a second on the shortest track on the calendar.
Yeah, but that's because Max is good.
Yeah, but so's Lando at Austria.
Yeah, that's why Lando should have won the race if he didn't drive into Max.
We're going back there, aren't we?
Let's move on from that as quickly as we can.
You'd never guess it's been a fairly slow news week in the grand scheme of things, would you? With the fact Jamie and I are rambling less than 2 minutes in.
Yes.
But I mean, we have got a few things to talk about. Obviously, it is yet another sprint weekend late on in the campaign, Jamie. Luckily, this one, all the timings are fairly sensible for us Europeans. And, you know, a Brazilian sprint is always quite a special one, isn't it?
It is. It was the sprint that made everyone think sprints were all right back in 2021, wasn't it?
It's the only track that's been a sprint every year.
It is. What was the third sprint night? Because it was Silverstone, Brazil.
Monza. It shows you how good Monza was that nobody remembers it ever had a sprint race.
Yeah, true.
Because Bottas won that one as well, I think.
Bottas did win that with Max second and Lewis had a terrible start. And Ricardo came third, didn't he? And then won the GP. Yes. Brazil 2021, Hamilton just cheated with a broken engine. But it was a good race, to be fair. And yeah, I'm kind of hoping we get some of those kind of title fight shenanigans going on again where Max goes and plays with Lando's rear wing and shows that it's flexible or something like that. So yeah, the sprint race is always fun. And it might be made more interesting. Maybe I'm wrong here, but can Max not take his grid pen in a sprint?
He cannot. You have to take it into the Grand Prix.
So why did Liam Lawson have a grid pen for the sprint? Two races.
He didn't.
He didn't. Okay. Maybe. Well, I'm wrong.
he started last in the race.
Yes, he did. Didn't he?
You cannot serve grid penalties in sprints. You can take the penalties prior to the sprint and obviously use that gearbox and everything in the sprint.
Yeah,
but you cannot.
The penalty applies to the GP.
Yeah, the penalty always goes to the GP. Otherwise, everyone would just do them for sprints, wouldn't they?
Yeah, because less points on offer, so less to lose.
Bingo.
Yes, well, that takes on to Max is going to take a grid penalty at some point between now and the end of the season. And it definitely won't be at Abu Dhabi. And I would hazard a guess it won't be at Vegas. So it'll either be here or Qatar. And to be honest, it looks like it's going to be in Brazil.
Well, yeah, Helmut Marko, I think, literally yesterday has confirmed that he will be taking a grid penalty, or all but confirmed that he will be taking a grid penalty here. It's a five-place penalty gearbox, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was ICE. Maybe I'm wrong.
Perhaps you've read different articles then. I was adamant it was a grid box. A gearbox, even. But, I mean, Jamie, the first thing there to talk about, of course, is obviously you say about Hamilton's illegal engine in 2021. Surely now we're going to find out whether it was or obviously whether it's just skill. With, you know, if Verstappen can't come from wherever he starts to take the win, then Lewis is just better.
Well, they haven't been putting a Juju engine in Perez's car all year, giving him 10,000 penalties, have they?
I genuinely love to know what the power advantage was from that. Like, just out of pure engineering interest, I would be so... Like, whether it is genuinely, like, 20 horsepower, or whether they found, like, 60 or 70 or something wild. Because that... Imagine that in the 2020 Mercedes. How fast that thing would have been.
Well, yeah. The fact that he was just able to rinse past the entire field.
Everything.
in a ground effect, not ground effect, in a the other one, a non-ground effect era where the dirt, yeah, was crazy. And he, yeah. I mean, the sprint race did help, because if he starts last in the GP, Max almost certainly wins that race.
I mean, he made up places pretty quickly. He started 15th.
He started 10th, not 15th.
No, he had a he got to 10th in the sprint, and then had another 5 place sprint
drop.
He started 15th.
He got to 5th in the sprint.
Did he?
Yes. And then he,
I remember it. I thought he started 15th in the race. 15th to win.
No, it wasn't 5th, it was 10th.
Fair enough. Still impressive.
You call yourself a fan? What is this?
I do. I do call myself a fan.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Max's engine will not be illegal, I like to think. I mean,
neither was Lewis's. It was OP and it probably would have blown up 3 laps after the end of Abu Dhabi, but it was not illegal. That's the important bit.
Yes. He did go 20th to 5th in the sprint and then started 10th on the grid.
Ah, fair enough. I only saw, literally, I think it was a couple of days ago, the clip of George Russell at the start of the sprint in Brazil that year. I don't mean, we've gone down a rabbit hole immediately.
Didn't he just take someone out immediately?
No, he didn't take anyone out. He literally just moves over and breaks 100 metres early for turn one for Lewis.
To let Hamilton,
and obviously people
through.
Are going... People are obviously just going, oh, well, you know, he's not on the same team. We shouldn't be supporting him. George has literally already signed to Merck next year. Yeah. You better believe he's helping Lewis out at any possible cost.
Exactly. Worked out. But we should get out of this rabbit hole and talk about this week's sprint race, because it's the 5th one of the season.
Yeah.
As you said, Max has won all of them so far, which is good going.
Yeah. 40 extra points. How many points has Lando scored in sprints this year?
8 points for a sprint.
Sorry, 32, isn't it? I'm doing 5, yeah. 32 extra points. How many points has Lando scored in sprints this year, Jamie? Has sprint racing killed the championship fight this year? That's what I'm wondering.
You know what? I mean, it's a simplification of the model, because the Austria... Like, the sprint races have a direct impact on the GP, I would say.
Yes, but if you remove them entirely...
So, Lando has had... What was the fourth... So, he got a 6th in China, which is 3 points.
3 points, yeah.
He got a 3rd in Austria, which is 6 points.
Yeah, so 9.
Where was the next one?
Miami, you forgot, and...
Miami was out.
Okay, and...
And USA, he got 6. So Lando has only got 15 points.
So that would slash the gap by 17 points, which
would
be 30.
That's almost a race win.
Well, and then how many points has Leclerc scored? Let's see if this gets even closer.
He's really testing me now. All right.
So Max would be on 330. Lando would be on 300. Charles Leclerc would be on...
He would be on... Where is this season? Okay, he got a 4th, so that's...
5
points plus
so
7
down to
points.
286, so 279
plus 2 points
277
plus 5 points
272. So I mean, actually Charles would end up pretty much the same gap back as he is already. He'd be slightly closer to Max but further away from Lando. We can confirm sprint races have ruined F1 2024,
and fastest laps ruined him as well.
Maybe? How many hypotheticals are we going to do to try and work out a way this title fight would be more interesting?
Exactly. DHLs, actually, they've got basically the same. Norris has got more, I think. So, Max has only got 2. Norris got about 5.
Really? In the most dominant car all year, on average qualifying pace still?
I'm not rising to that one.
It is genuinely... No, so far this year, it is genuinely still the fastest car on qualifying aggregate.
Well, is it the fastest car or is it the fastest driver?
No, it's the fastest car.
Because if you take Verstappen out of the picture, it's probably the 5th fastest car.
No, if you take Verstappen out of the picture, Red Bull learn how to set it up properly for any other driver. I mean, you're talking about Sergio Perez here, Jamie, a man that you've never rated. Imagine how far off Hülkenberg would be if he was Red Bull. He'd be miles off the pace.
There was a point where Perez was good, though. Like, 2020 and 2021. Like, where has that Perez gone? And that takes us on nicely to our next piece of news.
It does. Talk us through, Jamie.
The rumour mill is kicking out, as usual at this point, that Sergio Perez is about to do his last race in Formula 1 for now, probably forever, because Red Bull have basically just run out of patience, because Mexico was shambolic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Kota wasn't much better. And, yeah, he had that one renaissance race in Baku, and even that ended up in the barriers.
Which ended up with less points than anyone else.
So the talk is that they're very impressed by Liam Lawson. And Lawson could be driving the Red Bull by Qatar, which, you know, when they put Albon in the Red Bull after 10 races, that wasn't too early, was it? And then they just kept put Lawson in after two.
To be fair, he did 6 last year.
He did.
And he did race at Qatar last year.
Yeah, for one corner.
Was that... No, that was in the sprint, wasn't it?
I thought that was the GP, maybe.
Because it was Lewis that crashed out at the start of the GP.
I don't think they put the safety car out straight away, and then Lawson still managed to bin it as well.
Fair enough. You might be right. Apparently, I don't remember anything anymore. It's a good skill for a podcast.
He finished 17th, actually.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, it must have been a sprint where he was out in two corners. I think it was Ocon's fault, if I remember rightly.
It was Ocon and Perez and him, but I didn't even think that was lap one. I thought that was like halfway through the sprint.
No, that was Hülkenberg that Ocon and Perez did that.
Okay.
I remember that very well, because Hulk was about to get his third points of the season.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about Qatar. Although we are if Perez is going for Qatar. What do you think, Liam Lawson, to Red Bull for the next race?
Honestly, I think you're kind of at the point now with Red Bull of just keep Checo in the car to the end of the year. Give yourselves a little bit of stability. Maybe if you get to Abu Dhabi and say Verstappen's already got the title wrapped up, or, you know, you got a couple of things secured, then you just give him Lawson the run for the weekend. But you're kind of there going, it staggers me with a team like Red Bull. First of all, that you think after how many drivers have struggled in that car alongside Verstappen that you haven't really seemingly changed much still. And I know obviously that a lot of the drivers there go, you know, Max, you know, and I'm not going to try and sit here and argue against it that Max isn't obviously incredibly talented and quick anyway. Obviously, as soon as he goes wheel to wheel with anyone, he's got the skills of a teapot.
Well, some would argue it's on purpose. It's quite skilled to.
I would argue it's stupid.
It's stupid, but it's deliberate.
But it's, you're kind of there going, you've got to change something with the way this organisation works.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. If they put Lawson in for the final three races and he absolutely drowns, are they going to leave him in the car next year? It might give you more problems going into the winter, and then you don't really know what to do for next year, because you already know Lawson can't do it. Checo's gone. Do you put Tsunoda in and end up in the same scenario at the start of next year? Something fundamentally has to change with that team if you want to win Constructors' titles.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to happen.
They haven't won a Constructors' title since last year.
I was going to say 2013. I was going to say since the very last one.
But yeah, I mean, Max would have won 2023 on his own. Would he have won 22 on
his
own
as well? No. Nowhere near.
Not quite. But yeah, I think when the field is close, Perez, like, he is the reason that they're third in the championship. Verstappen has a 47-point lead on Norris. So all Perez has to be doing is not to be losing to Piastri by 47 points. And he's nowhere near. Yeah.
I was going to say, how many points per game is he? Sorry. Oh, 90.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's...
Sorry, 101 even.
That's mental. So yeah, it is totally down to Perez while Red Bull are third in the constructors. And they're quite lucky Mercedes fell off, otherwise they'd be fourth. So, yes, I think it's time to go, to quote Arsenal Fan TV. But I genuinely don't... I don't know if Lawson will do any better. I like Lawson. I do. And I think he's got a bit about him. But sticking him into that Red Bull with three races to go in a championship fight for his teammate just seems a bit unfair. And I'm sure he'll take it with both hands. But I just don't know how well he'll do.
Could you theoretically, and I'm sure obviously sponsors and things like that would hate this, and he just wouldn't work logistically, but could you theoretically put him in that car for like FP1 at Vegas, swap them over literally for Vegas free practice one, and
see
then obviously swap them back if you're not happy?
I wouldn't do it at Vegas because practice sessions there are a joke, but I would do it at Qatar. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, but you only get one practice session in Qatar was my point.
Oh, yeah.
That was what I was thinking. Vegas is like the only sensible one you can do apart from Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, you're not going to do it at Abu Dhabi, are you?
No.
Yeah, I had a thought, which I got laughed at for.
It's always a dangerous thought. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is Jamie's grand idea for the week.
That there is a driver on the grid who has been known to literally give up his own race for his pretty average but better teammate.
I like the way you're describing him as average. That's good. Well, it's a good start.
If Magnussen, I'm talking about Kevin Magnussen, if Magnussen will destroy his credibility for Hülkenberg, who I obviously massive Hülkenberg fan, but he's not a world champion. He's not a podium sitter in his career so far.
I was going to say.
The fact that Magnussen will just throw everything at the competitors to get Hülkenberg 1 point in Saudi Arabia and Miami, like, he clearly, his quali pace is not all that. But in the race, he is robust.
Hang on a minute, he's had a pole here in Brazil. He has. Haas is still the only team with where both drivers have taken pole at Brazil. I love it. Yes, they're the only team on the grid that have a fully Brazilian pole setter lineup.
That's mad. Yeah, fair play. Obviously, whenever F1 tweets that Hülkenberg got pole position, it will be getting retweeted by myself, as it does every year.
Of course it will. Yeah, follow Jamie on Twitter at Jamie_183.
There's your annual tweet. I think Red Bull could do worse than signing Kevin Magnussen for the last three races, because he can't be that expensive to get out of Haas, because he's off anyway. Stick Behrman.
Well, I was going to say, you say obviously about Magnussen's kind of loyalty to Haas. That seemingly has stopped now. Now he knows he's not there next year. He's kind of gone, no, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So would he therefore do the same thing at Red Bull?
Well, I think they'd be like, look, here's £1 million for your last
three
races.
£1 million.
Do what we say. Take out everyone apart from Verstappen. There you go.
Fair enough. And do you think Red Bull can just throw £1 million?
If he had the pace to hang with the top six, it would be a great strategy, I think.
He would absolutely crash.
Well, if he takes Norris with him, perfect.
You're not honestly trying to suggest that Red Bull try and fix this season, are
No,
you?
But make it look like an accident.
Right, are you Jamie, have you ever seen Spingate in NASCAR? Because this is basically what you're trying to describe.
I'm not saying Magnussen would take him out, but driving like he did in Saudi Arabia or in Miami Sprint would be perfect.
All I'm going to say, Jamie, is I appreciate, because all this is saying to me right now is you're getting very nervous that Max isn't going to win this title, and like that.
Checo Perez is useless. I don't see Lawson being that much. I don't see Lawson taking points off Norris, is what I'm trying to say.
Do you see anyone taking points off Norris, though? Unless they hire Charles Leclerc for the last
they
three
had
races
another,
or something dumb.
If they clone Verstappen, then yeah, but... Like, to be honest, no.
The reach this episode is incredible. I'm loving this. You completely lost your mind.
I mean, another driver that they probably should have signed is Carlos Sainz, by the way.
They should have done that a long time ago, but there we are.
He's not. Unless he's got escape clauses in his Williams contract, he's definitely going to
Which
Williams.
He does. Yeah.
He does, but not for 24. Of 25,
oh, yeah, not for next year, sorry.
So, yeah, I don't know what Red Bull should do, but I'm not sure Liam Lawson's the answer.
Fair enough.
Now this takes on to the quiz.
Okay.
Yes, because your quiz concerns Red Bull Racing. But not as you might expect, because it concerns Red Bull Racing in their previous guise.
Oh.
Which is?
Jaguar.
Exactly. Jaguar were a Formula One team back in the early 2000s.
They were terrible.
They were pretty awful. In their time, they had 8 Formula One drivers. You have to name all of them. Go.
How much time have I got?
You got
how
a
much
minute.
Time have I got? Oh no! Restart them. Restart
okay.
the clock. Restart.
Right.
You've got to tell me these things before we start.
Your time starts now.
Eddie Irvine, Johnny Correct. Herbert, Mark yes. Webber, Giorgio Pantano.
Not Pantano.
No, not Pantano. Yeah. Pizzonia.
Yes.
Sorry. They had. Christian Kleen.
Yes.
They had...
Three more.
Didn't have Barrichello at any
nope.
point. No, you'd already gone to Ferrari.
He was at Stewart before
yeah,
this.
Before that. Heifeld?
Nope.
No? Oh, no, not Trulli.
You got 25 seconds. I think you'll have heard of all of them. You definitely got
yeah.
heard of them.
I'm forgetting one that came in. Oh, Justin Wilson.
Yes.
Yep.
15 seconds.
Oh, I'm trying to 10 remember.
10 seconds.
I know it's
Five
two
seconds.
That only did one season each, isn't it?
And your time is up. They definitely did. You got almost all of them. 6 out of 8 is not bad.
Am I right in saying that Jaguar never had the same driver lineup 2 years in a row? Like, they always changed at least one driver every single year.
Yeah, it looks like
year.
It.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, because they had... Was it Pitsonia that they had for, like, one race in 2003 and then he was full-time in 2004?
No.
Or is that someone else?
You're thinking there's a driver who did one race in 2000 and then started 2001 and lost his seat after four races.
Is it Denise?
Similar, but no.
Oh, not Rossit or anything like that, is
no.
it?
No.
No.
Luciano Berti.
Yes, of course.
And then the guy who replaced Berti in 2001 and then kept the seat for the rest of the season and to 02.
Who was that alongside Irvine?
Yeah, next to Irvine.
Yeah, I know it was next to Irvine. Who was it, though?
He's a very well-known test driver.
Oh, was it Wurz?
No.
No? De La Rosa? De La Rosa.
Yeah, it was De La Rosa.
Of course it was De La Rosa. I don't forget De La Rosa. You know what's worse about that, Jamie?
Yes.
Was as soon as you said about Jaguar, I literally watched Mobile Chicane's video on them yesterday.
Great.
Their entire history of Formula One.
Wow. And you still only got 6 out of 8.
I still only got six out of eight. Oh, that was not my finest. I don't know why I suddenly forgot De La Rosa. For some reason, I had in my head that he was already at McLaren by then as a reserve.
Fair.
I'll take that, though. 3/4, I'll take still. It's a very odd quiz.
It is
an
odd quiz, but we're scraping the barrel this part of the season.
Hang on a minute, you could have done Brazilian drivers or something like that. Actually, there's so many terrible ones in the 90s
and 2000s. I mean, you forgot Luciano Berti when there are only 8 options.
Exactly, which was both quizzes in the mud immediately.
Yes. Shall we talk more about Lewis Hamilton? Because
he's driving Senna's car. That's cool.
I swear that Senna car is getting beaten like a dead horse this season.
What, the MP5?
Because I was at Imola when Seb drove it.
That was the MP8, wasn't it?
Oh, it was red and white and 1991.
It was every Senna McLaren livery ever.
I
thought Senna drove the 1993 car.
Senna didn't drive
it. Sorry, not Senna. he did, but not recently. Seb, I swear, has an MP8B, I thought. MP4-8B, even. I thought we had the 1993 car.
Yes, you're right. Yeah,
so that is the 1993. Yeah. Lewis is driving the 1989 car, which was the take out of Prost at turn one at Suzuka. Because
no,
I don't.
No, it was. It was.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No.
Because
I swear a 90 was that. 89 was when they crashed into each other.
I thought 88 was when they crashed. No, 88, sorry, was when he won it in the MP4-4.
Mm-hmm.
89, sorry, yeah, was the MP5. And then 1990, yeah, sorry, for the MP6. I think those old cars are so cool. Like, for they are.
They all blend into one for me.
They don't, though, do they? They're all special for different reasons.
But if you tell me, like, if you put in front of me a 93 McLaren and a 91 McLaren, I would not be able to tell with you which is which.
Oh, no, they look completely different. The 1993 car's so narrow in comparison.
Mm.
This is when they'd already had to go down to V8s.
Mm. I don't know. My interest in
Formula
1
history
before
2000. Perhaps you're just not a good McLaren. Yeah, you just have no understanding of proper peak F1 machinery. And the almost perfect season.
True, but...
It is a fun quiz for you, Jamie Cook.
Okay.
It's not a serious one. Speaking of all-conquering, can you name me the only engine manufacturer that has had a perfect F1 season of wins?
Was it not Ford?
It was Ford. Twice.
I remember, yeah, because there was a season where they fouled everyone but Ferrari.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wild, isn't it?
Crazy.
And I believe, that's obviously the MP4-8 that obviously Seb drove as a Ford engine. The MP4-5 doesn't.
Yes.
I genuinely love to know what Senna's views of F1 would be today. It's a very oddly, no, I wouldn't quite call it philosophical, but odd path to go down. I would genuinely love to know what he thinks of Formula 1 nowadays.
I think he'd still respect it quite a lot. I feel like...
I think he'd love to have a go in one of the...
Yeah, yeah. And the thing
one of the high downforce cars of the last gen.
The Sauber is definitely faster than these McLarens in the 90s, isn't it? Like...
Sorry?
How fast were the cars in the 90s?
They're probably about 10 seconds a lap faster.
Yeah. So what you're saying is Joe Guanyu is better than Senna.
No, I'm not. In what world is that what you read from that
scenario?
He can
drive faster around Brazil.
Hey! You are... genuinely, what's happened to you since we recorded on Monday? You've lost your mind.
Yeah,
some of the things you've come out with today.
Verstappen's going to lose the title, and I'm fuming.
I look forward to it. I look forward to it. Right, we've rambled a lot today, Jamie. Should we get on with our predictions? That's the last thing on our list.
Yes.
You said on Monday you might consider letting me go first. Is that going to be the case? There's 10 points up for grabs today, remember? What are the scores on the doors?
No, I'm going to go first. Okay. The scores are... You're on 71, I'm on 66. So yes. I need to close in some ground.
You do. You need to take a point and a quarter out of me each week between now and the end of the year.
That's not impossible.
You've got to draw this. No, it's not, to be fair.
I will say...
So it's sprint, win, pole, and top three, isn't it, we do? So 10 points available.
What is the weather saying in Interlagos, I wonder?
It's apparently the circuit's been resurfaced, so there's no grip if it rains.
There's a smattering of rain around on Sunday. That might be fun.
Prime Verstappen bottle times.
We'll go and see that. It's
definitely not Leclerc.
Do you remember 2016 when Verstappen...
I hate that narrative. because he kept making mistakes, was always on fresh tyres against everybody
else.
That
drive, you have to respect that drive an awful lot.
I think it's overrated.
Wow.
Hang on a minute, you just tried to claim Zhou Guanyu was quicker than Senna.
That was obviously bait. This is not bait at all. Verstappen in 2016, Brazil, was his breakout drive more than Spain. In my mind.
I just know the way he kept mugging off Rosberg that year but couldn't get close to Lewis.
Well, who won the championship?
The wrong man.
I will say pole position will go to...
Sprint pole, sorry, yeah.
Oh, sprint win first. Okay.
Sprint win, sorry, yeah.
Sprint win will be Lando Norris. I'm going for points over what I actually want. Pole position will be Charles Leclerc.
Okay.
Grand Prix win. I might go Leclerc again, you know. Is it going to be a back-to-back, three in a row for Ferrari? Let's go Leclerc race win.
When was the last time Ferrari won three races back-to-back?
Oof.
2018? 2017?
Probably earlier, I would imagine.
Well, earlier, you're then talking, what, 2004? 08. Or 08, yeah.
I reckon it was probably 08, to be honest, because 17 and 18, it was only Seb winning, and he never won three in a row.
Did he not?
No, he got two in a row quite a few times, but I don't think he won three back-to-back.
Mm.
And then,
fair enough.
Obviously, Alonso and Massa never shared wins out. Alonso never got more than two in a row.
Did Alonso ever win two in a row?
Yeah, he did. He won Italy, Singapore in 2010. But
I love just your random just pluck
you
out of.
So you're probably talking 08. I think they won three of the first four races in 08, probably. Massa, Bahrain, Raikkonen, Australia, and... No, he didn't win Australia, did he? But he won Malaysia and something else.
Spain would have been round four.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going for it again. Leclerc to win the race. Norris to come second.
For the first time in 16 years, Ferrari going to win three in a row.
Norris to come second with Piastri third.
Oh, where's Max coming?
Well, he got a grip penalty, didn't he? And he's in the fourth fastest car, so he'll probably come fourth or fifth.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's it.
Interesting. So I'm going to say... Oh, sprint pole tonight.
It's not sprint pole. Who cares about that?
Sorry, sprint win even tomorrow. Oh, sprint win, yeah. Who do you say, Lando?
I said Norris to win the sprint.
I'll say Leclerc then. I'll say Lando for the win. Charles in P2.
Wait, he's getting pole. You've forgotten pole position.
Oh, sorry, pole position. I'm going to say Lando. So I'm just saying the opposite of you
Leclerc
so far.
P2.
So Leclerc sprint win. Lando pole. Lando win. Leclerc P2. I want to say Lewis, but it's obviously not going to happen. Although, to be fair, they are doing special Senna hats this weekend, so we'll try harder.
So he'll be powered by the Brazilian fans as an honorary Brazilian.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah, let's go for it. I've got points to spare. Lewis Hamilton, P3 in the Grand Prix.
I suppose you said that in Silverstone. They went and won the thing, so...
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no Sergio Perez on the podium?
Oh, sadly not. I don't think this weekend, I'm afraid. When are Discord going to get rid of these annoying noises as well?
The annoying people on the other end of my call.
No. I actually meant like the Halloween themed stuff. It's annoying me to no ends.
I have no idea. Probably, well, it's the 1st of November now, isn't it? So, you know, that dates this video.
Get it gone. Get it gone. Jamie, have we got anything else to add? This has been arguably our worst ever show.
Lawson apologised for flagging Perez on the main street in Mexico.
Yeah, I don't think he should have apologised. He deserved it.
And he also said he's not here to make friends, which is always a good start, isn't it?
Exactly. He's the new Juan Pablo Montoya.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I do rate him. I think he's good. But as I said, I don't know if he would tear up Red Bull.
No.
That about wraps
up. Thank you all, as always, so much for listening. If you have enjoyed, I don't know how on this week's show, but please make sure you get yourself subscribed. We want to try and hit 1K by the end of the year. Jamie and I mean, we've got a couple of weeks off after this, haven't we, Jamie? But we will be back early next week to review the Brazilian Grand Prix. Kevin Magnussen takes the victory. Absolute scenes.